taking the tour of the Midlands and looking at these mechanical weaving looms that use punch cards to build beautiful patterns. And she realized that the punch cards that instructed the looms how to make these beautiful tapestries and patterns could be used by her friend, Charles Babbage, who was planning to build a calculating machine called the analytical engine that would do numbers, that would do equations. And what Ada Lovelace realized, and she published it in a paper, in a scientific journal, which was somewhat unusual back then for women to be publishing in a scientific journal. In a paper she published, she said that with the punch cards, a numerical calculator could do more than just numbers. It could do anything. It could manipulate and process anything that could be noted in symbols. It could process words. It could process pictures. It could process music. In other words, she envisioned the general purpose computer. And she did so by connecting the concept of the humanities and technology, the arts and the sciences. She had one caveat. She said, machines will be able to do everything except be creative, except originate thought, except think like humans could. And she believed that was the role of the humanities, to teach us how to be imagined.